Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and would you believe that you could tone up your body with just a pair of shoes doing ordinary activities during a day? Well, I didn't think that that was possible, and my guest today is Pete Smith. Pete is a man that I became acquainted with when I went to Teresa Tapp's retreat. Now, those of you who are regular listeners know that this happened last fall. Well, Pete and I had an opportunity to interact, and I found out that these shoes really could enhance what I already was doing with Teresa. But I was really surprised to find out all about OrthoTab, and I want to welcome you, Pete, to the show.
Thanks, Donna. I appreciate it.
Well, I was so amazed about how a pair of shoes like clogs, which my husband says have to be the ugliest things on the planet. That's a guy's version. But they're the most comfortable things you could ever put on your shoes, on your feet, are so comfortable to wear. And I looked at them and I thought, oh, yeah, right. This is really going to make a difference. I have to tell you, I was very, very skeptical. And then to have a pair and to try them, and I go, whoa, Teresa was right. In fact, I'm going to quote from Teresa, who is on my show as a regular anyway, and I just swear by her exercise program. I just think it's wonderful. It's made such a difference with me. But I didn't think I could enhance it. But Teresa uses them. She said she wears her OrthoTab clogs and sandals. She said they look like Geisha Girl sandals to her, and I agree. She said she's always amazed at how these shoes challenge her core. And she's referring to the core balance of the body. And they're like flip-flops on steroids, which I just love that description. OrthoTubs help you shape up quicker because of their structural design. Pete, how did this come about? I mean, who would have thought that having these shoes that are so plain in design and structure could make such a difference? They even have a patterning on the inner part of the shoe. How did this come about?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, Donna, and you're not alone. Believe me, both my wife and I, when we first saw Dr. Masudi's invention, had the same impression. Oh, my God, you're going to walk on those and kill yourself because they're completely heelless, and it is most people's first impression when they see the shoes. My gosh, how are you going to be able to walk on those things and not hurt yourself? Believe you me, we were aghast to find out when we first got our first pairs back in 2005, how incredibly easy they are to walk after you get used to walking without your heel for the first 15 minutes, and then how incredibly they change your physique. They work all the muscles from the bottom of your leg, from the ankles and the feet, all the way up through your rear end, your lower abdomen, your thighs, your hips, your love handle area where the lower oblique muscles are in the back. And Dr. Masudi is just a brilliant, brilliant inventor. My wife's an RN who used to work with Dr. Masudi, and we didn't actually even know about the product. She had not worked with her since about 2003 up here in Baltimore, Maryland. We were taking a pleasure trip down in New Orleans in December of 2004, we went from the casino, we actually gambled a little bit, over to Riverwalk, their big mall. We walked through the mall and we come up on a kiosk of really colorful and strange-looking shoes. And we stared at them, and my wife is like Imelda Marcos. I mean, Tony's got, oh, gosh, I don't know, 70 pairs of shoes in two different closets. Matter of fact, we just bought a new house so we could have a larger walk-in closet to accommodate them. So sure enough, all these colorful-looking, really strangely shaped shoes caught our attention, and we're standing there staring at them. And she looked at me. I looked at her. I shrugged my shoulders. I said, I don't know. And this little lady finally sees us standing, staring at the product, and looks at my wife and says, "You're a nurse." And my wife looked at her and didn't recognize her. And then she goes, and then the lady says, "You used to work Maryland General." It's the hospital where my wife works. And she goes, "Oh, Masoudi." She didn't recognize her. She had changed her hair color. She's a petite little lady, and she had like a scarf on her head. So she told us all about her product. She had only invented them about a year before that. She originally was trained as an OBGYN, and Dr. Masoudi invented the sandals originally for her pregnancy patients. Her concept was, and she put it into shoes brilliantly, you make the shoes heelless, they're going to activate all the muscles in the legs. You're going to get this Stairmaster effect. You're walking on the front two-thirds of the foot as if you would step up on the Stairmaster and step down, that classic exercise that everybody mm-hmm. remembers from the 70s and 80s.
Oh, boy, and do I ever remember that from the 70s and 80s, yes.
There you go. So you're going to burn a lot of extra calories doing that, which is going to keep you limber, keep you trim. You're going to work all those muscle groups all throughout the legs, all the way up through the tush, into the lower back. You're going to build up the core muscles in the lower back, the upper thighs, the lower abs, and that supports the spine. Pregnant women, of course, have tons of lower back issues
mm-hmm.
because of the baby weight pulling their spine out of alignment.
Right.
So she combined that with a design that when you're walking on the product, it makes your center of gravity about 3 centimeters ahead of your belly button. That causes you naturally to keep your head up and your shoulders back and put yourself in better posture than you normally would, as if you had that string attached to the top of your head that everyone
mm-hmm.
talks about.
Mm-hmm.
And the combination of the buildup of the muscles, the buildup of the core muscles, the improvement of this lengthening and the strengthening and the straightening of the spine simply makes pregnant women feel better on their discomfort from the baby pulling them out of whack. After the baby's born, they can wear the shoes more often. Increasing time of use burns more calories. It helps you get back to your pre-baby weight. She also found that her pregnant women had an awful lot of difficulty with problems with their circulatory system. They're very prone when the hormones go nuts through pregnancy and the body does some strange things to developing swelling,
mm-hmm.
cold feet, varicose veins, spider veins, and the combination of the pumping action in the bottom of the foot, moving all the way up through the leg, the muscular activity in the legs, really causes the circulation in the lower body to skyrocket. It goes through the roof. So that helped the pregnant women through their pregnancy without developing spider veins, swelling, varicose veins, all those things. And it's very true. You wear the shoes half hour every day if you can, half hour every other day if you have a lower fitness level, and increase your time of use as you can. We see people all over the country, all internationally, who had swelling in their ankles and their feet, developing all sorts of varicosities, and, you know, within, you know, a couple weeks of wearing the shoes, the swelling simply goes away. This circulation improvement is absolutely phenomenal and very quick to happen.
Well, my husband, when we were talking about this, when we were talking about my trying out the shoes, I thought, and you said, "Well, what about your husband?" I said, "Oh, he'll never wear these. No way. I mean, he's just..."
Yeah, you were very skeptical.
Very skeptical. So anyway, we got him the shoes, and you know, he's been wearing them, and he found that it did, because he sits at the computer a lot, and so when he has them on, what it's doing, when he's got them on his feet and he's sitting at the computer, it's elevating the knees, and so I have found when I've got them on when I'm sitting at the computer, it makes a difference with the circulation. I don't have a problem, and I can move my heels up and down. I don't just sit at the computer without moving. It's just me. And
right.
He has found that that has kept his swelling down because, when you sit so long, for heaven's sake, it's just one of those things a lot of people will have a challenge with. They're going to have a challenge with that circulatory problem, and you know, you're talking about pregnant women, goodness gracious, especially if your baby ends up just really expanding the body, you're going to cut off your circulation seriously. So by being able to wear these, it makes a difference. Well, my husband obviously is not pregnant, but he sits for long periods of time, which a lot of people do today. They don't even think about it. So now when he gets up and he walks around in them, one, I think it's improving the balance, because he said you have to be thoughtful when you start first wearing them. And I agree with that. And two, it creates, you have to pay attention to what you're doing for a while until they become just like, you know, second nature. I love them. I'm wearing them, and what I have noticed is how there's a difference when I wear socks with them or if I do not wear socks, if I'm barefoot. And what I wanted to talk to you about was the patternings of markings that are on the inside of the shoe. And the reason I bring this up is because when I wear the socks, they're very comfortable, and, you know, I don't have any concerns about the circulation being improved and all of that because I know it's working. But when I'm barefoot, I noticed one day I was working. It was very, very cold here. I didn't have cold feet at all. I was so surprised, because that's usually the reason why I'll put the socks on, because
right.
It keeps my foot, you know, my foot warmer. But I was in bare feet. I was feeling so warm and so comfortable, even though in our home, in a certain part of our home, the air is very cool, especially right at the floor. And even though these shoes, I have them on, I thought, oh, well, it's probably going to be pretty cool. But I noticed how there was this flow of heat in the foot area that went up in my entire body. I wasn't cold at all. That really surprised me. What are those patterns all about that she has in the inside of the shoe?
Well, she's pretty brilliant. Obviously, she's a brilliant inventor, and she took her medical knowledge and applied it to the product very well. She's got a pattern of massaging nubs in the bottom of the clogs, and they do just that. They massage the bottom of your feet. Many people who are very into reflexology have mm-hmm. told me that both the clogs and the sandals, the actual portion that is the, that is the most pressure-packed center of where you're applying pressure from your foot to the product, is the center of wellness and circulation under your foot. So I'm not into reflexology myself, but all I can tell you is I know they work too from first-hand knowledge and from having sold tens of thousands of pairs to various people.
Mm-hmm.
The massaging nubs and the clogs will do that. They'll massage the bottom of your feet when you're walking in them. And that in it of itself is kind of getting the circulation going. That's probably why you didn't really feel cold. It didn't feel cold feet while you're walking in them, as well as the whole combination of the Stairmaster effect causing the circulation to really get pumping in the legs. And it's really the only downfall that I ever heard from any of the women that I talked to. I talked to about 100 women before deciding to get into the business.
Mm-hmm.
And three of them told me the same thing independently, which I found very surprising. The only negative thing I heard about the shoes before I decided to get into the business of selling them were that all three women said, you know, you get so used to wearing them, your normal shoes become unsatisfying.
Mm-hmm.
You get so used to the pumping feeling in the legs, the exciting pumping of the circulation going and all that, that they just were kind of depressed with their regular shoes. So
well,
I thought, well, if that's the biggest problem we have, that's no problem at all.
I think what goes along with it is the comfort. And what I like is that, and you know how much I'm involved with Teresa, and I really enjoy her workout program, but this is in addition, and that I can be around my office, my home, I can slip these on. In fact, I'm planning on taking them with me when I go to the Conscious Life Expo, because whenever you do any of these trade shows, your feet just suffer terribly because you're on, you know, you're standing behind a table, you're talking to people, and that's the biggest component of discomfort is you're the weariness that you experience. Your lower back will ache and this type of thing, and I thought, I'm taking this with me. I can put them on my feet, and when I have to, I'll shift. Of course, I'll be 2 inches shorter. I'll tell you, this has really been neat, too, because when I wear these, and if I wear them around the house and I'm in the kitchen, it's been great. I haven't had to ask my husband to help me reach something on the top shelf because I'm a shorty. And so this elevated me 2 inches. That's just a side.
Bunch of people love that, and you can rock forward on that rocking portion and reach things and shelves that you could never reach before without a step stool.
That's another advantage, and I just love this. I said that to my husband. I said, gee, I don't need to have you help me with this now because I can reach it. So
you got to like that.
Oh, yes. But the fact is that there are so many various benefits. Now, your website is OrthoTeb, O-R-T-H-O, Teb, T-E-B-B .com. And those
are .net.
.net, excuse me. The people that are listening today are web savvy. So they're going to be able to go right there, and they're going to be able to look at all of the wonderful information that you have. But there are some health benefits. That not just with circulation, we've talked about that, but one of the biggest issues that women have is with cellulite. Now, why the guys don't have this much of an issue, I don't know. It's just their metabolism. It's just the way Mother Nature has designed their body. They can get extremely obese and never have an ounce of cellulite. We gals, even if we're trim, we still have a problem with it. It's because of the way our bodies are naturally. But this works with this. Can you talk about this as an issue health-wise? Because so many women, whether they're trim, whether they've got a few pounds, whether they are extremely heavy, they go through this stuff, and it's really miserable to live with. And we've got summer, believe it or not. It is, you know, we all want it to come sooner rather than later when we're in the middle of winter. But we really have an issue with this. So address that subject.
Not a problem. Again, the shoes were invented originally, the sandals were invented originally for pregnant women. What Dr. Masudi found out while giving them out to her patients and distributing them through hospitals in various parts of the country is that because there's heelless and you have this Stairmaster effect going on, it's a great workout. It's a convenient workout, like you said. People are busy, busy, busy. It's harder to find time to work out, find time to go to the gym. Our product can be slipped on. You can walk around the house. Do your daily chores, run the kids to the mall, go to the bank, you know, and wear the shoes. Again, you wear them half hour or more, and you're going to get a great workout. Women are the majority of users of our product. It's wonderful to deal with all the women out there. Women, unfortunately, are genetically predisposed toward having cellulite, and cellulite is fat. It's actually just normal fat. But it gets pushed through the connective tissues that normally keep it distributed evenly under the skin. So again, if you're able to eat a healthy diet, drink plenty of water every day, do a little T-tap, you'll tone up. It's a wonderful program that Teresa has. And wear our shoes occasionally, you will burn more calories and trim and tone the whole lower body. Our product really works on the whole lower body from the hips down, the love handle area, the lower abdomen, and it makes long, lean muscles in the legs. It doesn't help you build up like muscle-bound muscles. Mm-hmm. You don't get a big baseball bat of a calf wearing our product. It really does tone and trim the lower body. So you're burning extra calories. You watch your diet, eat healthy, drink plenty of fluids, and your cellulite will be diminished. There's no doubt about it. I can't relate as far as the cellulite, but I can tell you a little bit about my own personal success story. I was a desk salesman for many, many years, probably 20 years. I had gotten very sedentary. I was a little bit of an athlete as I was younger, but as I got older, I kind of got lazy, raising the kids, stopped working out, and I had gained really quite a bit too much weight. When I first got into the business, I started wearing the sandals. Unfortunately, I'm half an inch too large for our clogs, but I wore the sandals roughly 3/4 of an hour to 1.5 hours every other day. After about a month, I graduated to wearing them anywhere from 1 to 2 hours, just doing my daily work, every day. And this is not ideally, granted, the way that you should lose weight. But I ate the same diet as I normally ate. I ate chicken, pizza, hoagies. I didn't adjust my diet whatsoever. Simply wearing the shoes and walking around, I burned all these extra calories. Well, voila, guess what happened? I lost 30 pounds in 7.5 months.
Wow. that.
And again, those that talk about dieting and all that, that's really pretty rapid, and they don't suggest that you necessarily lose weight that way. But along with losing the weight and getting fit, it just gave me I just became more respectful of my body. I started adjusting my diet at the end of that, saying, you know, boy, I feel great. I was like 46 years old, 47 years old. I said my legs feel better than I did when I was a 17-year-old hockey goalie. You know, my abs look great. My hips look good. You know, I just started adjusting my dietary intake. And ever since, I've just been taking better care of myself and still wearing the shoes. And I just feel fantastic. That's one of the reasons on the website we just say, you know, OrthoTab Health Shoes, you'll have never felt better.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do the right things, you'll just feel good. You have a better outlook on life. People say, they've sent us tons of testimonials about how they help ease low back pain from the elongation of the spine, the strengthening of the core muscles. You know, when you're in pain, your outlook on life is not quite the same as when you feel good. So it's one of the reasons we're in this business. We just like helping people, you know, sell a product that's not that expensive. That's Dr. Masoudi's goal. Get it out there. Let all the millions of people who need it use it. Don't make it real expensive. There's a ton of $200 shoes that work your muscle groups on the market. Ours are much less expensive. She wants to keep them that way so that everyone can afford their health benefits. So if women are able to wear these products and burn more calories than they normally would have before, their cellulite simply will get diminished. Happens time and time again.
Well, I think that it is such a fascinating invention, number one. And number two, to be able to wear something that you could even use on a treadmill. Now, I haven't done that yet. I want to try that on the treadmill. But you have a young woman out of New Hampshire that, when she's watching television, she puts on her clogs or her sandals, and she wears them on the treadmill. Can you tell me why, if you wear the sandals, you burn three times the amount of calories that you normally would, and the clogs, it would be twice the amount? What makes the difference between the two shoes?
Well, the difference is the sandals, it's based on the biomechanics of the way they hold your feet. Causes you to work harder to stay balanced in the sandals as opposed to the clogs. The clogs, as you know, are very soft and squishy. They're like walking on
air.
Clouds. They really are wonderful. Drives me nuts. I can't wear them. But because they're not as intense and you have something covering the whole foot, it's not as intense as wearing the sandals. The sandals, the soft terry cloth thong is the only thing holding them on your feet. So your muscles actually have to work harder. And the sandals are about a quarter of an inch higher than the clogs, and the clogs squish more than the give in the sandals. The sandals do squish a little bit when you walk in them, but not nearly as much as the clogs.
That's
so
interesting. Okay.
You actually do burn a lot more calories in the sandals if you were to wear those for the same period of time as the clogs. Conversely, if you want to wear them at work and your fitness level is not as high, let's say you're a hairdresser or somebody who stands all the time, has terrible venous pressure on their lower extremities and their lower back, you can wear the clogs a lot longer than you would the sandals without getting worn out.
Right.
So it's nice that we have a couple products. And then we have another product, the boots. You know, the boots are great for warm weather wear. You just really have to be careful, any of your users listening out there, not to wear our sandals or our boots in wet weather. They have polyurethane little tiny ridges in the bottom, and they get way too slippery if it's wet out.
As opposed
to the clogs, you have the clogs that have a rubberized non-skid sole. You could even do what Dr. Masoudi does and wear them in the shower. When they get wet, they just grip. So she never wants to take hers off, and I don't blame her.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, I didn't realize that she did that.
She does.
Them in the shower, you know, and that's the clogs.
The clogs, you bet.
Well, here in the Pacific Northwest, we have a lot of rain, and we've had a lot of snow and ice. And I found that it was very comfortable walking outside in the clogs, but I am very cautious with the ice because I know how the ice can be, and you have to be very thoughtful. So I didn't walk, you know, test it out on the ice. But I do know that during the summer months, that's very good, too, because lots of times people, when they're traveling, they're going someplace, and they might be in a shower in a place where they would not want to be barefoot. Then this is something that they could take with them when they're traveling, which would be great anyway, because it's so good. I just really like it on the foot. It just does not, I don't get the back fatigue at all when I'm wearing them. And that's why I said I'm going to be taking them to the show that's coming up. One of the other things that I wanted to bring out was so much, you have so much good information on your website, orthoteb.net. You have so much good information there. You have new customer video testimonials where people can go and can see how people are moving. You even have an instructional video, and you've been written up in the Pleiades Style magazine. You've got all kinds of publications that are bringing this to people's attention, and I know Teresa is just terribly supportive of this, and so is her associate Lisa. She just was so excited because it really made a difference. Now, one of the things that people will suffer with are foot conditions like plantar fasciitis. You have this, and you address so many of these various issues that people may be experiencing, both men and women. But we gals typically are interested in jumping on the bandwagon, sometimes sooner than our significant others are. But often if we experience the comfort and we tell them about it, then just like my husband, I mean, he got back from a business trip. They went right on his feet. He said, I'm going to wear these. And he's quite comfortable with them now. He really likes the concept, and it makes sense to him. So he is wearing it, and I'm just pleased as I can be, because he's not real big on exercise. He likes to sit down when the urge hits him, sit down and think about it until the urge passes.
It's so wonderful that he's gotten into it. We wish we could reach more of a male audience. We about 10% of our sales are to men, but you're very right. Women are more willing to do something about their bodies and take care of themselves as men are. You have the classic man syndrome where, you know, his arm's got to be hanging out of its shoulder socket before he's going to go to the doctor. So, you know, we'll work on healing, you know, mm-hmm. and making the female population of the world better, and we'll keep having the women work on their boyfriends or their husbands as far as trying to get them to wear the shoes, or at least around the house. They are strange looking if they don't feel comfortable wearing them out. If they can just slip them on their feet, like you said, for a while.
Sure, wear them at home.
Wear them while they're doing their daily thing, reading the paper, going from room to room. They're going to get that great workout, and we'll be happy.
Oh,
you also touched on one other thing when you were referring to your husband sitting at the computer, and his legs were elevated, so there wasn't so much pressure on his thighs, which was cutting off his circulation.
Mm-hmm.
We found that they very much are designed in a way that benefits people who travel, like you mentioned, because there is something called economy class syndrome, where when you're sitting, if you're flying across the country for hours, and you're sitting with your thighs depressed on those seats, it does tend to deaden the circulation, and it really can, over time, if you are a frequent traveler, really cause you circulatory issues and beginnings of things like peripheral artery disease and things like that. So we often have sold pairs to tourists traveling who do a lot of traveling, and if they can just walk around in 15, 20 minutes in the terminal, slip them into one of their carry-on bags before they go on a long trip, they don't suffer from the issues.
Not only that, but when you're going through security, I don't know about anybody else, but if I'm not wearing loafers or flats, something that's easy to slip off, and these are terrific, you can just slip these off and walk through security, no problem at all. And every step that you're taking, then you're getting that extra exercise. And like I said, they're going with me on this trip because I just know that it's going to be extremely comfortable. And when you're sitting on a plane, you can literally lift your heel, go down. You are doing an exercise that is just so easy because of the way the shoes are structured. I just think they're fabulous. Now, I want people to know how they can reach you. They can go to your website, orthoteb.net, O-R-T-H-O-T-E-B-B, be like boy, .net. And you can go in there and find out all about them, and you even have some health links here. We'll have to talk about that the next time we chat, Pete. You've just got so much wonderful information on your website, and you're just so much a supporter of good health, and it's made a difference for you. It's making a difference for me and for the tens of thousands of people that you've interacted with on one level or another through the years while you've been dealing with it. I'm so pleased you've been able to be with us. Is there anything else you wanted people to know about as far as being able to reach you?
Just look on the website. There's plenty of email addresses. Our phone number is on any page. They can contact us. We've got about 23 dealers all around the country. We've got chiropractors, massage therapists, health clubs, podiatrists, hair salons. We've even got a pizza place in New York selling them.
Hey.
So, go down if you have a local location, try them on, walk around in them. They are the funniest looking things that'll help you feel better and improve your life, and that's what keeps us in this business.
Absolutely. Pete Smith, we'll be talking again. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break. Don't forget, orthoteb.net. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be coming back in just a moment.
Join us at the 7th Annual Conscious Life Expo Conference and Film Festival, February 13th through 16th at the LAX Hilton, 5711 West Century Boulevard, Los Angeles. We are bringing together cutting-edge speakers including David Icke, Sonia Hoquette, celebrity and musician David Carradine, Danyon Brinkley, George Norrie, Sean David Morton, Vashali, and many more. Visit www.consciouslifeexpo.com or call the box office 800-367-5777 for discounted tickets.
Pete Smith here with Orthoteb Health Shoes. These funky-looking shoes, invented by a medical doctor, will make you feel better. Who has time to work out these days? Wear our sandals or clogs around the house, go shopping, wear them on the treadmill. You'll burn extra calories, you'll tone and trim the legs, thighs, lower abdomen, rear end, your love handle area. You'll simply feel better. Check them out on the web at orthoteb.net.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you. as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are now open. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, we have a worldwide telephone number of 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. That's for U.S. and anywhere else in the world. So we've got both those numbers. And if this is the first time you've tuned into the show, I invite you to give me a buzz. All I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, I'm happy to share with you what I perceive. And then, of course, you're welcome to ask me a question about anything you might be interested in. So we'll just take it from there. Again, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. Now, also, I want to mention I'm having the meeting about nutrition, wellness, glyconutrients, all that kinds of good stuff this Friday, January the 30th, and if you'd like to participate or you'd like to come along, all you have to do is call my office, 800-872-8852. Now, that's for those of you in Western Washington. I realize so many of you listening are in different parts of the country, but I am doing this in my own home turf in the Pacific Northwest. Also, I wanted to mention I'm going to be at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo, which is at the LAX Hilton, and you can go to their website, which is being mentioned throughout the show more than once, but I'm going to be in booth 537. I also will be speaking on Friday the 13th, cool date, at 7 o'clock in the evening, and we're going to be talking about mind power. So I invite you to come by, become a part of something that I think is really quite special, and say hello. Come by and say hello at my booth. I'd love to meet you. Okay, I wanted to share some information with you about text messaging and mobile phones. We all know it's not such a good idea to be driving with a phone. Now, this is important information. I know we've got a caller, so we're going to take the caller first. But I want to share this detail with you because it sort of brings you up to date on what's going on in different parts of the country regarding text messaging and cell phones. Welcome to the show, caller. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. This is Ken from Cleveland.
Hi, Ken. Are you nice and warm and comfortable?
I'm trying to be in our snowstorm that we're having over here.
Oh, my gracious. We just had one yesterday that dumped some of the white powder on us, but fortunately it warmed up enough where it's disappeared.
Oh.
I'm very grateful for that. But let's get down to business with you, Ken. The first thing I am looking at with you, and I'm getting a primary word, innovation. And there is a patterning that I'm watching that you've been evolving through where you've sort of been sitting back and trying to figure out how you're going to make a certain shift. And there is a level of innovative, creative, mental processing that you're going to be very receptive to. I would encourage you to constantly keep in mind to have a pad of paper and a pen conveniently available just about any time.
I'm writing right now. Right.
And what I want you to do is realize that as you're going through this mental questioning and processing, I don't want you to compartmentalize what you think should be the answer. I want you to just sort of let things hang loose. Because what's going to occur, I'm seeing you sitting and writing something down, and you're writing it, and it goes da-da-da-da-da, and all of a sudden, it's as if there is a computerized process that's evolving. And it's what I call the problem-solving process. And there's a bit of doodling that I'm seeing you doing, and then it's like you're writing some words, and then you just sort of go back to what I call the vacant room mentality, where you, again, don't try to block things in. It's like you're an observer, and then you just continue to let the flow occur. So you just make your notes, and then all of a sudden it'll stop. It's a very curious experience when you're going through it. And you'll say, okay, that's nice, that's fine. And then nothing's there anymore. And then you go back, and then all of a sudden maybe you're washing dishes, and it's a bingo, something pops into your head. It is the way your mind works. So when you can relax about the process It's a combination of what I call the intuitive, creative design capacity of the human mind, along with all of your practical experience, your training, your education, everything that you have acquired in the level of knowledge that's in your subconscious bank. So you go into this bank and you're dipping into all of these different drawers of information. And little things are coming out and they won't seem to make sense when you've got it, yet they're linking. And then all of a sudden, what you have been challenged about on a personal, professional level, you're going to realize what you need to do to make the adjustment. It's sort of like doing a Rubik's Cube. You're constantly clicking, switching, moving until everything is in its right place. Now, this can be done in the space of a minute. It might take weeks. It all depends on how okay you are with having what I call mind's open room. And this is what's going to work for you. You are becoming alert to your own intuitive and creative properties that you've always had, but you sort of only accepted certain portions of it, only when it was demonstrating itself in a certain way. Now you are taking the barriers down, and consequently, you're moving into this, what I call openness, where you don't have any set paradigms, and consequently, you're going to be a much better receiver. You're going to be able to utilize your intuition along with your practical application and have a usable solution, result, application. So all of this is coming together for you, and this has been coming for about the past 6 years. And I think you know what I'm talking about because you've had various moments where this has evolved for you and you like it and you're comfortable with it. But usually you're so busy, the mind automatically, when it becomes aware of something unique in the way of a processing that's happening, goes click, 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 and starts going back into whatever patternings it's had before. This is very normal and very natural. But you're evolving into this other shift. And as you are able to do this more consciously, and you will, it may take about a year or so where you're much more comfortable with it, then you're going to find you're going to be able to use it more at will. And that'll take away, I'd say, 75% of the stress that you experience. It is really going to be interesting how your problem-solving skills are going to be so much more effective in the near future than they have been in the past few years. It's quite a fascinating process to see. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, that's really amazing. I can't believe you get all that off my name. But it's not a logical thing.
Does it make sense to you?
It does, and just way too much accuracy.
How can it be way too much accuracy?
Yeah, it's just, and I've been to psychics and stuff like this trying to figure these things out. You know, it started with, I feel energies around, like, my left foot chakra, and I feel energies around my crown chakra. And I find it annoying a lot of times, and I don't know if, I've read a lot of books that come from all different, and it's funny, you use the word I use all the time, which is paradigms.
Okay, Ken, may I stop you here for just a minute? I don't want to interrupt your thought. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, let's continue on this theme because you have brought up some very, very good points.
Okay.
And I'd be happy to address them for you. I don't claim to know it all, but I'll give you what I get, okay?
Okay.
All right,
sure.
Ken's going to stay with us. We're going to be back in just a moment. This is Donna Sebo. Don't go away. More good things to share.
Interested in UFOs, the paranormal, predictions, prophecies, and psychics? Then join us along with David Icke, Sean David Morton, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Danyon Brinkley, Sonia Coquette, and many more at the 7th Annual Conscious Life Expo and Film Festival, February 13th to 16th at the LAX Hilton. Call the box office at 1-800-367-5777 or visit ConsciousLifeExpo.com for more information and discounted tickets.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, bums, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, Ken, are you still with me?
Still here.
Oh, great, Ken. Okay. One of the things that I wanted to go in and finish what you were saying, because you brought up some very good points about reading books and all kinds of things. Go ahead and go over that.
Yeah, I mean, I come from a layman's point of view of all this, so getting in touch with what all the philosophies behind all these energies are.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different views, at first, there's some that are very fear-based, and there's some that seem overly optimistic. But and trying to figure out what's really going on when the psychics talk about they're talking to the angels and they're talking to your guides, and I don't get any of that. But I definitely feel a lot of energies moving all around me.
All right, let me make some suggestions to you. And this is going to be on a very practical basis because that's how I work.
Sure.
When you are, first of all, aware of this process that's going on inside of you, one of the things that has to bring this awareness to you is your physiological self. This is the vehicle that you're living in. This is your transportation throughout life. So your nervous system is the freeway, if you will, for the activation of energy. This is why when you are receptive, when you're first becoming aware that some people will see auras, for example, other people will have, like you're having, sensations in parts of the body. It's something you need to be comfortable with. Because what it is telling you is that your nervous system is adapting to this energy frequency. It is absolutely nothing to be afraid of. What is occurring is that you are consciously paying attention to what's going on with yourself. That is why it's very important to pay attention to how you take care of yourself physically. Because an intuitive on whatever level, whether they're working with animals, whether they're a scientist working on quantum physics, whether it is a mother with her children, whether it is someone that is in some kind of design work. When you're in a harmonic with yourself and there is this rhythm, That's the best way I know. That's the word I want to use. It is a rhythm physiologically. When you're getting responses in different parts of your body, it is telling you that you're receiving information, but you may also be sending, because we're very much like radio sets. We have to be in a capacity to be able to receive energy like a radio does. We have to get those waves so that we can send information out via those waves. But they're totally invisible. So where you are right now, you've studied all the books, you've read different opinions, some of it feels good, other parts of it sound stupid, and what we're dealing with more than anything else are the semantics of how to communicate effectively about what you're experiencing. And that's really what you're looking for. Am I correct?
Sure. Right. And understanding. Right.
So you are going through certain experiences that you said, like in your head, you'll have certain experiences. And you've termed the chakra. That's how you're describing it. Well, think of your brain as this sending-receiving station. It's just not that chakra. Your whole body is involved with this.
Yeah.
But the focal point is stronger in that brain sensation, the top of the head, because that's where you primarily put your energy. Am I making sense to you?
Sure. That's where the focus is.
Right.
Right.
Now, if you were more of what I would call a feeling kind of a person, and this is not in any way a criticism of you, it's just how we respond to things. If you were someone that emotionally responded, let's say, to the heart, or like sometimes when I'm doing readings for people, I'll describe things physiologically that I am feeling. I'm feeling it in my body. It doesn't mean I'm going through the exact same pain or whatever this person's going through, but there's an identification that I'm associating with. It's the way my body is responding. It doesn't make it good or bad. So what you're in the process of learning is becoming aware of yourself. Don't put labels on things. I know you can't help but do it. I've done it. Everybody does it. But you're going to reach a point where you don't need a label. You're going to say, it just is. We use the word energy because it is the best one we feel comfortable with at this time. You can call it stuff. The fact is, it belongs to everybody. It's ever present at all times. But when we become a better receiver, when we're willing to be open to it, then it will demonstrate with each and every person, with animals, with all kinds of life forms in its own way. So I'd like to encourage you to enjoy your journey. Don't try to make it good. Don't try to make it bad. But be curious. Remember, though, always to respect your physical vehicle. And you're only going to be able to be comfortable with it as you allow it to evolve on a gradual basis. And everybody's different. Some people seem to just come into this life experience and, man, they got it. Boom. They've got it. Pop. It's there. But many times, if they haven't acquired the understanding of how it works within their body, why they've got to take care of themselves physically, many of them end up having a lot of emotional issues. People really get screwball. I know people that have ended up in mental institutions. So it's important for you to understand it's a total package. In and of itself, all by itself, psychic ability isn't worth 50 cents. Now, that's going to sound strange coming from someone like me. But it isn't worth a hoot unless it has a practical application. And that's what you're having a challenge with. You just need to know it's going to be very much used in a practical way by you, in a very wonderful way by you. So enjoy your journey.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's amazing insights. Yeah, and very practical. I love that. That's how I think, is that same grounded. I think it already has come in useful.
Yes, and it's something, again, Ken, this is not exclusive to anybody.
No.
Right. Not at all. It is there. And it is, it's something you should be happy about. It's something you should be joyful about because it gives you an opportunity to explore a paradigm that maybe people's ignorance and, you know, it happens. They'll say, oh, this is bad. It's not bad. We just need to understand that we have to be responsible. That's what it gets down to. Ken, I have to go. I want to thank you for your call. You presented some wonderful points. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Okay. And I'm out of time. I'm sorry.
I'll let you go.
Thank you, sir. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It is so exciting to be with you and to be able to share good questions like this. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the limitless you. Les Gerdes is going to be my guest. Dynamic material. You're not going to want to miss it. Tell your friends. See you here, same time, same place, right on bbsradio.com. This is Donna. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.